I thought I would try to do something in the spirit of public service broadcasting, namely to condense all of the policies of five British political parties into a snappy 2-minute long song. Take it away, Harry. Will there be more money allocated to the NHS? Conservatives say no, but Lib Dem, Labour and the Greens say yes. And everyone wants to ensure there's better out-of-hours access. And all agree it's someone else's fault that it is in a mess. UKIP say they'll spend more, but in truth it's anybody's guess. Although they're clear they want to reinstate a formal theatre dress. But that was back in 2010, and so I'm sorry, I digress. But if caning's still in, kids will need somewhere to convalesce. When it comes to whether we think we should build the HS2, Conservatives and Labour and the Liberal Democrats all do, but UKIP and the Greens are both opposed to these machines, the latter favouring the putting back in public hands of railways too. It's been such a fun week. The Lib Dems want 200,000 green job opportunities. In 10 years, Labour say there'll be 1 million green vacancies. And UKIP wants to scrap all green tax and wind turbine subsidies. Conservatives are quiet, but the Greens say they'll oppose fracking and nuclear power development, aiming for 100% Europe-wide renewable energy by 2050, oppose airport expansion, end fuel poverty, remove VAT from insulation and housing renovation, find natural solutions for flood defence, such as planting trees, which, as you know, absorb water 67% more quickly than grassland, and create low-energy factories such as those pioneered in Switzerland and Germany. And look after all the bees. The Greens would scrap the Trident submarine programme decisively. The Liberal Democrats would scale it back from 4 subs down to 3. A Labour PM would renew the subs, and so would a Tory. And so would UKIP, but again, at this stage only, probably. Tuition fees on STEM courses, forgive the terminology. Sciences and maths and engineering and technology with Labour would be capped. The Greens and UKIP wanted scrapped. The Liberal Democrats would probably just issue an apology. It seems the parties are still shaping up some of their policy. If there's one thing that I have learned on this Homeric odyssey, it's concrete statements of intent are something of an oddity, but snappy mottos are a very highly priced commodity.
Securing a better future for Britain.
Conservatives sound smarmy. The Lib Dems want to
ease the squeeze.
UKIP,
the People's Army.
Labour want to
take Brit together,
which tends to alarm me. Cause if they knew my neighbours, then they'd realise that's balmy. So, when it comes to May the 6th, please vote, I urge you to. But in terms of what you're voting for, I haven't got a clue.